Since January, there has been 7 cases of pertussis in Carteret County. That number is higher than in other areas of eastern North Carolina with larger populations, such as Craven County with 2 confirmed cases, Pitt with 1 case, and Onslow with no cases in 2018. Nursing Director for Carteret County Health Department, Kim Davis, is unsure why the numbers are higher this year. In 2017, there were only 2 confirmed cases.
It's various sites throughout the county. There's not one particular site that has more than others, nothing that we've been able to link in terms of people that are in the same vicinity, so it's just kind of been sporadic.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, many factors contribute to a resurgence in whooping cough, including increased awareness of the disease leading to more diagnoses and a vaccine that has become less effective. Still, Davis says that shouldn't discourage people from getting vaccinated.
It doesn't completely eradicate the possibility of being infected, but it can completely decrease the symptoms that you have and can help prevent a great many. Think of if we didn't have anybody vaccinated, how many pertussis cases that we would have.
Whooping cough is a highly contagious bacterial infection that causes uncontrollable coughing that can last up to 10 weeks. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.